Breathe. Get the most from life. Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital NHS Foundation Trust. Managing breathlessness. How breathing works. We breathe in. Air travels down the trachea, windpipe, then into smaller airways, the bronchi and bronchioles. Passes into millions of tiny sacs called alveoli. This is where gas exchange takes place. Oxygen passes out of the air into the blood, and carbon dioxide passes out of the blood into the air in the alveoli. Then carbon dioxide is exhaled through the airways and out through the mouth. What is breathlessness? Everyone feels out of breath at some time. If you get out of breath after heavy physical activity, this is the sort of breathlessness you can expect and that you can control. This information is about being breathless when you find it unexpectedly difficult or uncomfortable to breathe. Breathlessness that you do not feel you can control. What causes daily, long-term breathlessness? Feeling out of breath is a symptom. Many underlying causes of breathlessness. Many people with lung conditions often feel breathless. Chronic respiratory diseases mean that it is harder to get air in and out of the lungs. How much oxygen your body needs depends on what you are doing. Daily tasks can make you feel breathless. For example, if you are walking upstairs or carrying shopping, your lungs need more oxygen. To get more oxygen, you will breathe more quickly, making you feel breathless. How to cope with feeling breathless? Do not hold your breath when doing daily tasks that make you feel breathless. This will make you feel more short of breath. Do not avoid doing things that make you feel breathless. Instead, use exercises taught in this talk to help you control your breathing. When you learn how to control your breathing, these feelings will not trouble you as much and you will be able to do more. When you get breathless, do not panic. Your breathing will settle. What can I do to manage my breathlessness? Use breathing techniques and positions of ease. If you smoke, stop smoking. Manage your weight. If you are carrying excess weight, you will require more effort to breathe and move around, and it will be more difficult to get control over your feelings of breathlessness. Use your medication the right way as prescribed by your GP. Remember, your inhalers will only work if you take them the correct way. Be more physically active. If you feel stressed or anxious a lot of the time, see your GP and know how to manage an exacerbation or flare-up. Breathing techniques. Various techniques to help and control your breathing. Active cycle breathing technique, pursed lips breathing, and blow as you go. It's important to practice these exercises often so you learn them. It is easy to practice when you're not short of breath. They may help you when you are active and getting breathless, and they may also help you when you suddenly get short of breath. Active cycle breathing technique, or ACBT. People with lung conditions can have more phlegm than usual. It is important to remove phlegm from your airways to help you breathe more easily. ACBT is a set of breathing exercises that loosens and moves the phlegm from your airways. Breathing control can help you when you are short of breath. ACBT. Breathing control. 3 to 4 deep breaths. Breathing control. 3 to 4 deep breaths. Huff, then cough, then repeat it all. Breathing control. Gentle breathing using as little effort as possible. Breathe in and out through your nose. If you cannot breathe through your nose, you can use breathing control with pursed lips breathing. Try and let go of any tension in your body with each breath out. Gradually try and make the breath slower. Try closing your eyes to help you focus on your breathing and relax. It is very important to do breathing control in between the more active exercises of ACBT as it allows your airways to relax. Tips: deep breathing. Keep your shoulders relaxed and hold your breath for 2 to 3 seconds. Huffs. A huff is exhaling through your open mouth and throat. It helps move phlegm up your airways so you can clear it in a controlled way, like you are trying to steam up a mirror or your glasses. Two types, short and long huff. Cough. Only cough when your phlegm can be cleared easily. Avoid long bouts of coughing, as this can be very tiring and make you feel breathless. ACBT may be easier after using your blue inhaler. Pursed lips breathing. This can be used at any time to help you control your breathing. It's ideal to use to help recover your breathing following a bout of exertion. Breathe in gently and then breathe out with your lips pursed as if you're whistling or trying to blow out a candle. Blow out as long as it's comfortable. Do not force your lungs to empty. This slows your breathing down and helps make your breathing more efficient. Blow as you go. Helps make tasks easier. Breathe in before you make the effort, then breathe out while making the effort. Stretching your arms above your head. Reaching for something on a shelf. Bending down. Going up a step or stairs. Standing up. During the hardest part of any action, blow as you go. Positions of ease. Sit leaning forward at a table. Sit leaning forward with your head on a pillow. Or stand leaning forward. Positions of ease. Use these positions to assist in relieving breathlessness. If you cannot sit down, stand leaning back against the wall. Have your feet apart. Relax your arms down by your sides. If you prefer, rest your hands or thumbs in your waistband or belt loops, or across the shoulder strap of your handbag. You may benefit from a few extra pillows at night during an exacerbation. Remember, take a rest sooner rather than later. Remember, acute breathlessness can come on suddenly if you are having a flare-up or exacerbation of your chronic respiratory disease. If you are unwell, know how to manage an exacerbation. You may need to use your blue reliever or inhaler more often. Allow yourself more time for daily activities, dressing, washing, etc. You may need more time to clear your chest in the morning. Use your breathing techniques throughout the day. Your body will need more rest to recover from an exacerbation. Contact your GP or respiratory nurse if you are taking antibiotics and/or steroids and not improving. For further information about anything on this CD, visit www.thebreatheprogram.co.uk.